Hello, boy. Strip naked, lie down and relax. Make sure you have some lube in easy reach, lotion or KY, whatever you can find. Now don't fuck with me. This isn't a game. You have to actually do this. If you don't want to, there are plenty of sluts out there for you to fantasize over. There are plenty of audios to jerk off to. Plenty of whores who will say exactly what you want to hear. If you're not willing to really get naked for me, then fuck off. If you're staying here, if you want to keep listening to my voice, then do as you're told. Pause until you've stripped and found the lube. Lie down and relax, naked, with your hands by your side. I'll stay clothed in this dress for now. My good little fuck boy. That's right. Now I see you're naked, and you're a little small. I thought your cock would be bigger. All thick and substantial, the way I like them. Yours is disappointing. Hardly worth getting hard. Definitely not worth trying to pleasure myself on. I like men with fat cocks. The last guy who fucked me had a man-sized cock. Big enough to spread me wide and fill me up. I know it's rude to compare you, to draw attention to someone's inadequacies, but you're not alone here, you know. There are hundreds of men fucking me from all over the world, even as we speak. Imagine all those beautiful cocks right now, throbbing to my voice. I can't help but compare. Some of them are majestic. More manly than you'll ever be. Oh well. I'll say one thing. You're not the smallest, but you're not far off. I'm not going to talk about your disappointing cock anymore. I'm sure it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy when you rub it, but it's got no use to me. It's about as useful to my pleasure as a girl's clit is to yours. And I'm not the kind of woman to care about her boy's pleasure. I've no desire to see your fingertips try to pluck an orgasm from it. You're not going to come today. You're not going to touch your little cock, your clit. Keep your hands by your side. Good boy. Good girl. If you haven't got what it takes to fuck me like a man, I might as well fuck you like a girl. I'm gonna take off my panties. Oh, don't try to look. You won't see anything. I'm not taking my dress off. Just slipping my panties off. You'll have to imagine. Here they are. What do you think? Pretty? You didn't think I was the kind for lacy lingerie, did you? I'm not, usually, but I have an ulterior motive. I can smell my desire on them. You'd like to smell them too, wouldn't you? I love the taste of a woman, don't you? You'd like to lick your tongue along the crotch to get the slightest flavor of my cunt, wouldn't you? I know you would. But no. I'm going to put these panties on you. I want to see you in them. Pretty lacy pink things covering your disappointing, your clit. Pretty feminine panties for my pretty girl. You want to look pretty for me, don't you, princess? Say yes, sir, out loud. Go on. Say yes, sir. No, don't think it. Don't say it in your head. Don't pretend I'm a figment of your perverted imagination. Say it now, out loud. Yes, sir. This is not a game. Good girl. Feel the panties slide along your legs and over your hips. Pretty girl. In your pretty panties. Look. This is the bra that goes with them. I love the lace panels that are almost see-through, and the bow in between the cups is particularly feminine. It's too girly-girly for me. Not my style, but it would suit you. Here, let me help you put it on. Let's see. You can't fill out anything, can you? Your bra cups are gaping, and your little clit isn't even filling a skimpy pair of women's panties. Here, let me stuff these socks down the bra. One side, and the other. There. Better. You're a pretty girl, aren't you? Say yes, sir. In fact, say the whole thing. Say, I'm a pretty girl, sir. Don't fuck with me again with all that internal monologue crap. Say it in your real voice, out loud. I'm a pretty girl, sir. Okay, a bit timid, but it's a start. Now in your normal voice, as if you mean it. I'm a pretty girl, sir. You are pretty. And sir likes to fuck pretty girls. Now, since you're unable to bring the cock to this party, I'll have to. This is my strap-on. I'll put it on in a moment, but first, have a look. It's a proper man's cock. Just over 10 inches long, and 9 inches of girth. 10 inches of insertable length, I mean. Overall, it's near to a foot. That's not too small and not too big. It's just the right size to fill you up. Feel the soft silicone skin against your cheek. Can you feel the veins and bumps along the shaft? The smooth cone of the tip? It's an actual cock, you know. I molded it myself from one of my lovers. That sensation on your cheek as I rub it over your face is exactly the sensation you'd feel if he were here, rubbing his hard, manly cock across your pretty cheek. Can you imagine him standing there over you, looking down at your pretty body? In your pretty bra and panties. You're thinking too abstract. He's just an idea, a sex toy. That won't do. The cock touching your face belongs to Johnny Stark. He's 32, 120 pounds, with short black hair and rugged stubble. He's a builder. And drives a smart pickup. He has a better body than you, a better tan, sexier hair on his heavy balls, and of course, a much bigger cock. Johnny Stark's a man's man. He's standing over you, looking down at you in your lacy feminine lingerie, and you're about to get fucked by his throbbing hard cock. Open your mouth and feel the tip of Johnny Stark stroke your lips. Go on. Open your mouth. This is another of those times that I don't want you to just imagine. Oh, my pretty, naive little slut. You'll have to open your mouth much, much wider than that. Go on. You might get something small like your clit in there, but not a real man's cock. Good girl. Now feel your mouth fill up with the head of Johnny Stark's thick cock. Even just the head's the size of a fist. You can feel it slide along your tongue and the insides of your mouth. You can't swallow, so let your drool coat it as it thrusts at the back of your throat and tries to make you gag. Oh, you make a good cocksucker, don't you? My pretty little cocksucker. You can't do much with what you've got between your legs, but you can suck cock like a pro. I may invite Johnny to join us in the flesh next time. He'd like that, wouldn't you, cocksucker? You'd open your face and take him over and over until he comes down your throat and all you can taste is his thick, oozing load coating your mouth and teeth. I'd make you his bag. And you'd love every moment, wouldn't you? Good girl. But Johnny isn't here right now. Only the shape of his cock. And I'm gonna put it on now. Close your mouth. There. Now it's my cock. It's hanging hard between my legs. And right now, I'm gonna make you my fag. Say, I want to be your fag, sir. Say it loud and proud, my pretty cocksucking princess. I want to be your fag, sir. Good girl. Tell me to fuck you. Say, please fuck me with your big, hard cock, sir. Good girl. Do you like the way the hem of my dress falls on either side of my cock, like the curtains parting at the start of a show? This is going to be quite a show. Well, for me at least. Not so much for you. This is all you get to see. I'm not taking my dress off. I'm not going to show you anymore. You can see my cock sticking out. That's enough. Now this is another of those things you really have to do. Not pretend or think about or imagine, but do. Ready? Reach down. Put one hand behind each of your thighs and pull up your legs, spreading them wide apart. You've seen the girls who lie in this pose in porn, haven't you? All spread wide with their hands behind their legs, ready for you to fuck them. I want you like that, princess. My pretty cock-sucking fag, spread yourself wide so I can fuck you. God. You're beautiful like that. Already in your sexy lingerie. Ready? Now keep one hand there, but bring the other between your legs so your fingers can touch your asshole. Your cunt. I'm gonna going to watch you move the fabric of your panties aside and play with your rim. You may not touch your clit. No sly rubbing with your forearm. I want you focused on my instructions only. You've seen enough porn to know how this works. Girls like you, all spread out and desperate for cock. They're all about fingering their pussy. Your clit would be a distraction. First, spread the rim of your ass with your fingers. Widen your hole enough to let me look inside you. Go on, do it. Do it now, for real. You'll have to relax and let it open. Now or later, you'll have to learn to relax it, or this is gonna sting like almighty fuck. Go on. Force it open. Make your cunt gape for me. Good girl. What a pretty little pussy you have. All puckered and tight and deep. Gonna feel so good around my cock. Now rub your pussy hard for me. Push your fingers hard as you rub and pause to pull your rim apart and show me what I have in store. Fuck. I'm standing between your knees, looking down, watching you writhing in your pretty bra and pulled aside panties, making your cunt ready for me. I'm lazily stroking my hand along the shaft of my cock as I wait. I'm in no rush. I want to see you work yourself over and over until you're desperate to be fucked. Rub hard again. And wide open. And rub your cunt and make it gape. Good girl. I know. I know you want me. But something's missing. When girls are desperate to be fucked, their pussy gets all wet and shiny. I want to see your cunt glistening to show how much it wants me. Grab your lube. Spread it over your pussy. Lots of it. More than you'll think you'll need. I want you soaking wet for me. Good. Now put more over your fingers and hand. Lie back and listen. Beautiful wet slut, ready for her, sir. Here's how this is gonna work. I'm gonna fuck you now. I'm gonna grab you by the waist and dump all 10 inches of my beautiful cock into your ass over and over until I've had enough. And I want you to feel. Not just hear it or imagine it, but feel your ass stretched and pounded. And you're going to do that for me. You're going to take your slick, lubed up fingers and ram them into your ass as you listen. You're not going to be timid about it or do it gently. Remember, this cock is as thick as your hand. I want 4 fingers at least, or your entire fist. I'm not fucking around. This is going to hurt, and you're going to feel it for hours. That's what I want. I want to fuck you like the cock-sucking fag you are. I want to remember who owns your ass every time you sit down. Is that clear? Good girl. Now out loud. With every bit of conviction you have, say after me, please fuck my ass and make me your bitch. Again, with more desperation. Please fuck my ass and make me your bitch. Again, and mean it. Please fuck my ass and make me your bitch. Now the tip of my cock is resting at the opening of your cunt. The next time you say those words, I'm gonna thrust hard and constant until I'm all the way inside. Get your fingers ready. Are you ready to feel my cock? Good girl. Now say after me, please fuck my ass and make me your bitch. Go. Push harder. Get your fingers inside you. Feel the rim of your ass start to burn as it's forced wider and wider. More. Feel my beautiful hard cock go deeper and deeper, burrowing into the center of your body. Look at me. See every muscle in my body firm. I'm not thrusting. My whole body weight is bearing down, pushing my hips forward, pressing me deeper into your tight, beautiful ass. Push harder and deeper for me. I swear, if you haven't got at least 4 fingers of your hand buried in your ass right now, push hard, as deep as it's possible to go. Good girl. Now it's time to fuck. I push back on your thighs. Let the tension in your ass push my cock out, but not all the way. Then I pull you back onto my cock. Pull out, not all the way, and thrust back in. Each thrust deeper than the last. Out and in. Good girl. But a little slow. Pause again and listen. Now I'm going to pound you as fast as I can, as hard and deep as I can. I'm not going to describe every thrust. I trust you to make yourself moan or whimper at the sensation. Take a deep breath. When I say go, we fuck fast, hard, and deep until I say otherwise. Go. Good girl. You'd like me to talk to you, wouldn't you? You'd like me to whisper dirty things in your ear to turn you on more and soften the sensation of your reaming. Does it hurt yet? You must not stop because I'm not gonna stop. So about that dirty talk. I don't think so. Not for a while. Instead, I'm just gonna breathe quietly, and you're gonna lie there with no help, having your cunt fucked as hard as you can. Keep going for me. Feel free to scream or moan or cry, but don't stop. Is that good, princess? Yes, sir, Say it out loud. Good girl. Are you sweating through the lace panels of your bra? Are you sore? Are you loving the feeling of my cock fucking you raw? Do you like being my fag? My pretty little girl. My cock-sucking fuck toy. Your cunt belongs to me now. And you're gonna feel that every time you sit. You'll feel where I've been and you'll love it, won't you? Now you're gonna come. You do come from being fucked. Right when I'm ready for you to come, don't you? Oh, it's not a question. You do come from being fucked in the cunt like a girl. You may not touch your pathetic little clit. Come from the pounding of my cock in your pussy. Come when I say, when I'm ready, and you better make some noise. I want it to be clear exactly how hard you came. Is that clear? Good girl. Okay. Ready. Let me pull out my cock and slip it off. You are so pretty and so sexy. Sir's pretty sexy girl. Sir's own private faggot, aren't you? Say it. I'm your private. If you're good, I might let you use a vibe on that tiny little clit of yours after I'm done. Not today, though. You don't get to come that way today. No running off to the other room when I've turned my back. No secret rubbing under the table. For real. I want you to savor the feeling of your stretched out ass today. And only that. Nothing else. I don't want you to touch your clit for the rest of the day. Is that clear? Yes, sir.